what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Hans Conried, Millie Bruce, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Correll. I want to share a health secret in the Correll family with you. Whenever one of the adults in my family gets a real king-size cold, he starts right in taking Rexall Anapac. The reason is that Anapac combines antihistamine with APC compound, and that way you get quick, all-round relief from the misery of a cold. Believe me, this time of the year, it's just common sense to keep a bottle of Anapac in the medicine chest. It's spelled A-N-A-P-A-C, Anapac, and you'll find it at every Rexall drugstore.
Well, it's now 3 o'clock in the morning at the home of George Kingfish Stevens. It's pitch dark in the living room as the front door slowly opens. And the kingfish tiptoes in.
Well, so far, so good. I got my shoes off, so I won't wake up Sapphire and her mama. Boy, it's dark in here. Now I'll just tippy-toe through the living room and...
Oh, ow, oh, oh!
Me, Sapphire, done scattered them thumbtacks all over the floor again. The only difference between crossing this room and the Russian border is that they ain't got none of them ferocious police dogs here.
Here, Mama.
Yeah, daughter, grab him quick.
Oh, here comes Strong Heart and Rin Tin Tin.
Oh. Well, the lights is on, George Stevens, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I demand an explanation.
Well, I tell you, I was,
That's a lie, you know.
All right, George, what's her name?
Her? Why, you ain't referring to as I was out with another woman, is you?
Look, there's only two things that'll keep a man out till 3 o'clock in the morning. Women or cards. And I know you ain't got the brains to play canasta.
George, where was you?
Well, honey, I just can't tell you. I just can't.
All right, George. If that's your attitude, I ain't gonna say nothing further. I ain't gonna lose my temper or say another word.
No.
I just want to tell you one thing. You ain't getting away with coming in here at no 3 o'clock in the morning. I ain't gonna stand for it. I know you was up to no good. And furthermore, if you ever does anything like this again, I'm gonna take a flat iron and flatten out that pin head of yours. And you can sleep out here in the living room. Come on, Mama, let's go to bed.
All right.
Boy, there goes a couple of monsters in bathrobes. That nighttime makeup on, they look like something even Frank Buck wouldn't bring back.
So your wife and her mama was pretty mad at you when you come in at 3 o'clock this morning, huh?
Well, and I ain't supposed to tell this to nobody. I got a job. Yeah. And I want you to keep this under your hat, boy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was working for the Peterson Detective Agency. I was out till 3 o'clock this morning, shadowing a wayward husband.
Well, why didn't you just explain to Sapphire that you was a private eyeball?
I can't, Andy. That's one of the rules of the company. You ain't allowed to request your work with nobody.
Oh, yeah, I see the point. Your wife is liable to blab it all over town.
Well, I gotta get on home, take a nap. Mr. Peterson wants me to follow that married man again tonight. I wish you'd take that damn home before 3 o'clock in the morning so I could get some sleep, you know that?
Oh, Mama, this is the third night night this week, George, come home at 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you suppose he's up to?
Sapphire, he's mixed up with another woman.
Another woman?
Yeah.
Oh, Mama. But I'm afraid you're right.
Of course I'm right. Now tell me something, Sapphire. When is the last time that Romeo kissed you?
Well, Mama, I'm ashamed to tell you, but it was last New Year's Eve.
Last New Year's Eve?
Yes, and that was a masquerade. He thought I was somebody else. Oh, Mama, what am I going to do?
Sapphire, we got to get the goods on him. We'll hire a detective and have him followed.
But, Mama, having my own husband followed? Do you think that's right?
Honey, I had your father followed from the day I married him.
Well, when did you have the detective stop following him?
When the grave digger throwed the last third shovel of dirt.
I guess you're right. We'll have him followed, but where are we going to get hold of a detective?
Well, now, I noticed there's one agency that always advertises in the paper. I'm going to call him right away and put him on George's trail.
But, Mama...
Hand me that phone, girl. Operator, give me the Peterson Detective Agency.
Well, let me get in the boss's office here. You done sent for me, Mr. Peterson?
Yeah, that's right, Stevens. I like the way you wound up that other case.
Yeah.
You did a nice job shadowing that fellow.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peterson. Catching on all right. I guess I was just a natural-born sneak.
Well, we've got quite a few cases in the office today. Got one here I think you can handle. Now, some woman up on Lenox wants her son-in-law followed. Thinks he's chasing after women.
Oh, another one of them no-good two-timers, huh?
Well, I haven't got the details. My secretary took the information over the telephone. You pick up the folder on your way out and follow through. It's your case.
Oh, yeah, sir. You know, I was just thinking, Miss Peterson, if this poor sap knowed what was going on, he'd really have something to worry about.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store name. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall MI-31 is a good example. Used full strength, MI-31 kills contacted germs in seconds, yet will not harm delicate membranes of the mouth and throat. That's why it makes such a refreshing mouthwash, soothing gargle, and effective breath deodorant. What's more, you get a full pint of MI-31 at the same price as other brands of smaller quantity. Ask for MI-31, America's mini-purpose antiseptic, at Rexall Drug Stores, everywhere.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. I see you back here at the Lodge Hall. I thought you went down to the detective agency.
Well, then, they give me a new case. I suppose to follow some wayward husband. I got the folder here, and I'm just about to look up the details on the thing.
You say this is a wayward husband, huh?
Yes, and it say here on the report, right under complaint, it say, man stays out nights till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, with no explanation to his wife or mother-in-law. Hmm. You know, and a fella like that ought to be horsewhipped.
Yeah, he must be a real no good. Tell me this, how you go about following him?
Well, the first thing I does is to memorize the description of the victim.
Yeah.
Let's see here what it say on the description. Say here, man has egg-shaped head with no hair. What you looking at, then?
Nothing.
Reminds me, I'm going to have to start taking them hair treatments again.
What else do it say about the man's looks?
Well, see here... blank expression on face with protruding ears. What you looking at, Anna?
Nothing.
Wait a minute, Anna. Does my ears protrude?
Well, now that you asked, the last time I see the head with ears like that, Cebu was sitting on the head.
Now, look, Andy, leave me out of this thing. It's bad enough following a bum like this without you associating me with him. Now, let's see, general description. Man usually wears gray suit with checkered vest. What you looking at, Andy?
Your gray suit and the checkered vest.
You know, Andy, it's a different canoe, but I have a feeling I was up the old familiar creek again.
Look, Kingfish, don't it say somewhere there who engaged the detective agency?
Yeah, on the back of the page, you say that.
Well, there's only one thing you do. Turn it over and look at it. Grab the bull by the horn.
Yeah, here goes.
Did you grab the bull by the horns?
Andy, the bull grabbed me first. The one that hired the detective is my mom-in-law.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish, you're supposed to be following yourself.
Yeah, Andy, I see the whole thing. While I've been working, Sapphire and her mama think I was going out with another woman. That's why they went to a detective agency.
Yeah, well, this is a great detective agency you're working for anyway. They furnishes the detective and the bum you follows at the same time.
Andy, what is I going to do? If I tell Sapphire I'm working for the Peterson Detective Agency, I lose my job over there.
Well, just keep your mouth shut and turn in a favorable report on yourself. That'll nip the jealousy in the bud.
Oh, Andy, that's a wonderful idea, boy. Yeah, turn in a report on myself.
Sure.
Oh, you was a dear boy, Andy. I love you, boy. You know it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess your troubles is over. I think I'll drop over at the pool hall.
Yeah.
Oh, say, by the way, you remember that white shirt that you loaned me last week to take my gal to the dance?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I got it here in this paper bag. You want to take it home with you?
Yeah, I'll take it on home, dump it in the laundry hamper.
Yeah, well, excuse me for not getting it washed, Kingfish, but, the woman that does my wash charged me a flat sum, and I'm only allowed one shirt a week.
Yeah, one shirt.
So that's the whole story, George. For the past week, me and Mama has had you followed by a detective.
Detective? You don't mean to tell me.
Yes, George, and I'm happy to say he's given you a wonderful report.
Yeah, well, you didn't need to go to all that trouble to have me followed, Man, it's always been as simonized pure as I is, you know.
But, George, after reading that report, me and Mama's calling off the detective agency, and I'll never doubt you again.
Oh, fine, honey. Well, I'll go on down to Lodge Hall. Bye-bye, my love.
Bye-bye, my sweetheart. Oh, it's wonderful not having to be suspicious of George anymore. I feel so well.
Donna, where is he?
George? Why, he just left. Is there something wrong, Mama?
I was just about to do the laundry, and look what I found. Lipstick on one of his shirts.
Well, Mama, it could be ketchup.
Listen, daughter, since when does Libby's put Chanel number 5 in that tomato sauce?
But what about the report from the detective agency, Mama?
Daughter, we ain't trusting no more detective agencies. You and me is going to wait outside that lodge hall tonight and follow that two-timer ourselves.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. I didn't expect to find you in the lodge hall this time of night. I thought you was working.
Well, just about to leave on a new case I got, Andy. Got a new assignment here. Got a bodyguard job.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, there's a young 20-year-old gal named Mrs. Wilson having trouble with her husband, and I as the bodyguard.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's just a sweet young thing, and she afraid that he might bust in the house, you know, and get violent and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, that sounds awful dangerous to me, Kingsley.
No, Andy, no danger. Got Sapphire and Mama off the track with that phony report, you know.
Yeah, that's right. You sure put one over on them, all right.
Yeah, it's the first time I got the best of my mother-in-law. Since the night we was roasting marshmallows and I let the old gal bite into a hot golf ball. Knocked out 3 of her front teeth.
Yeah.
Well, so long, Andy. I gotta get up to Mrs. Wilson's apartment.
Yeah, so long.
Now, don't you worry about a thing, Mrs. Wilson. I is here to protect you.
Oh, with a big detective here, I don't think my husband will cause any trouble. You see, he only weighs 117 pounds.
Only weighs 117 pounds. In that case, I guess this lead pipe and these brass knuckles will be enough. I'll put the pistol and the shotgun over against the wall here. Yeah. What do he look like, Miss Wilson?
Well, he's very thin, and he broke his arm a few weeks ago, and it's still in a sling.
Arm in a sling. This case is looking better every minute, yeah. Mind if I make myself comfortable here for the siege?
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll just take off my coat and my tie. I'm losing my collar here.
Oh, well, just make yourself at home. I think I'll go in the back and wash my hair.
Hey, okay. I'll just unlax you. Holy smokes. I didn't have to wait long for action.
Oh, that must be my husband. Do be careful.
Yeah, listen, you just stay in the back there, and I'll take care of everything.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I got this lead pipe here. I'll clip him on the broken arm first. That ought to slow him down. Now, look here. It won't do you no good. Why, Sapphire, Mama.
Yes, George, we done followed you all the way from the lodge hole.
Whose apartment is this anyhow?
It ain't nobody's. It's empty. I hear alone.
Good heavens, if that's my husband, don't let him in.
Sapphire, I can explain the whole thing.
I've had all the explanation I need. I don't want to never see you again as long as I live.
Wait a minute. Don't let's let it end like this.
I don't intend to. Take this, you bum.
He's lying on the floor. Whoever that was at the door hit him with his own lead pipe.
Ladies, have you ever longed for fine beauty care that's really simple and economical? Sensible beauty care that isn't tied to endless bottles and jars, to endless creams for different corners of your skin? If you have, and what woman hasn't, here's important news for you. I was talking with Ann Delafield, one of the world's greatest beauty authorities. Miss Delafield said, and I quote, "The idea that a woman needs more than one cream is just plain nonsense. I've put all you need for deep cleansing, deep lubricating, and smoothing for all parts of your face right into one single cream. My Ann Delafield All-Purpose Deep Cream." Yes, ladies, Ann Delafield has brought you a fine, rich cream that does everything. And this deep cream is just the beginning of a whole new line of cosmetics designed expressly for the busy woman. Try Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream and makeup beauty aids today. Available at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Amos Sapphire done throwed the kingfish out of the house.
Oh, look, Andy, it seems to me the sensible thing to do is for the kingfish to tell Sapphire he was acting as a bodyguard for the young gal.
No, sir. He say if Sapphire don't trust him, he ain't gonna explain nothing.
Oh, this is a mess, boy.
Yeah, the kingfish done writ Sapphire a note. He say they've been fighting for years. And unless they can find some way to work their marriage problem out, he ain't never coming back.
You say he's over at Calhoun's office discussing the thing, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder how he's making out at Calhoun's place there.
Well, that's the whole story, Calhoun. My wife and I done split up. We is done going our separate ways and, well, our little home is broken up.
Kingfish? That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Now, listen here, Calhoun. I is desperate here. I'm trying to think of some way to preserve my marriage.
Well, now, if that's the case, the thing for you to do is what all mad folk does when they're having their squabbles. Go consult one of them marriage counselors.
Marriage counselors?
Yeah.
I don't know none of them.
Well, there's a very famous one downtown, yeah? Mr. Pondexter. Welcomes all kind of cases.
Oh, yeah, I done see this ad in the paper.
Yeah.
Hey, Calhoun, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I is going to see this Mr. Poindexter and see if he can give me some advice to straighten out my marriage.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, thank you, Calhoon.
You're welcome, yeah.
You know, you being single, you don't know what I'm going through. You lucky you never got married.
Well, Kingfish, I had a gal once.
Boy, and was she a beautiful creature. Face like an angel and a form like Venus. Man, that gal was crazy about me. Wouldn't even look at another man. Just wanted to be with me. Wanted to go around with me and be near me all the time.
Oh, she did, huh?
Worshiped the ground I walked on. Throw the velvet mouth feet and just beg me to marry her.
Well, then, why didn't you marry her?
Man, I wouldn't trust no gal that'd go for a bum like me.
Well, Kingfish, we is the last ones left in Mr. Poindexter's waiting room here.
I give him all the details on the phone and... He said he'd work out a solution for my problem and have it ready for... Wait a minute. You're coming, man, now.
Well, how do you do? Oh, you poor, poor man. Mr. Stevens, I can just tell you have a serious marital problem by the way you're standing there in a stupor.
I is Brown. This is Mr. Stevens.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, Mr. Stevens, but won't you come into my office, please?
Thank you. See you later at the lodge hall, Lander.
Okay. Now, sit right down there, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Mr. Stevens, I've been thinking your problem over very seriously, and I'm sure I put my finger on the crux of your marital trouble. In your case, the thing to do... is to marry the wealthy widow and send the 7 children to a boarding school.
Yeah, you got your finger on the wrong crux here. You see, I ain't the widow and 7 children to you. I was the poor sap with the jealous wife.
Oh, dear, I had you confused with another client. I'm sorry, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, no harm done. No, I remember that in various cases I ever runs into a widow with 7 children. I'll put that down.
Very good. And now, for 23 years of your married life, you and your wife have quarreled. What we must find now is the reason for these quarrels. In other words, the solution to your problem is to find X.
X?
Means the unknown. When we come across something that's unexplainable, something that we've never seen before, we put down an X. Now tell me this, please. What does your wife look like?
Well, she's, she got a... You better put out another X there.
Mr. Stevens, the solution to your problem appears rather simple, really. In these arguments with your wife, the thing for you to do is to give in.
Give in?
Yes, you must learn to give in, to forgive and forget. This will make you the big person in the marriage.
Yeah, the big person. I'll be the big shot then. Well, Poindexter, in the future... I'm going to give in and be the big person in the marriage.
Fine. That will be $10, please.
$10.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Stevens, I wonder if you'd mind leaving by the side door. I have another client coming.
Sir. I'll go right out the side door. Yeah, sir.
Miss Thorndike, would you please send in the next patient? Well, this is the 18th case of marital trouble that I've straightened out today. 2 more, and I'll have enough to pay my 3rd wife's alimony. Oh, come right in, madam. Come right in. And what is your name, please?
Well, I'd rather use my maiden name. It's Sapphire Smith.
Oh, yes. I've been expecting you. You're the widow with the 7 children.
Oh, no. Remember, I phoned you about having trouble with my husband about another woman. We had a fight and he'd have left home.
Oh, well, the solution to your problem is very simple, madam. In these arguments with your husband, the thing to do is give in.
Give in?
Yes, give in. Forgive and forget. That will make you the big person in the marriage.
The big person in the marriage. Mr. Poindexter? From now on, I am going to forgive and forget.
Fine. That will be $10. Please, now, if you'll just leave by the side.
Yes, Mama, I done sent for George. I'm going to tell him I'm going to forgive and forget. And that way I'll show I'm the big person in the marriage.
Well, you can do what you want. I ain't going to interfere.
Oh, thank you, Mama. I just hope...
That must be the bum now.
Mama, don't you think it would be better if you went in the bedroom?
All right, daughter. All right. But if you want me, you just holler, and I'll come charging out of there like the United States Cavalry.
Come in, George.
Well, I was glad you called, Miss Sapphire, because there's something that I wants to tell you.
Oh, yes, George, and there's something I wants to tell you. I done decided to be the big person in this marriage.
Well, you decided to be the big person.
Yes, I've decided to forgive and forget.
Oh, wait a minute, Chair. What you trying to do, chisel in on my rocket? I was the one that's going to be the big person in the marriage.
Oh, no, you ain't, George Stevens. I has done forgiven and forgot first. And that makes me the big person in the marriage.
Well, now, see here, I come up here to forgive and forget. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be the big person in this marriage if it's the last thing I ever do in my whole life.
Now, don't you shout at me. I done forgot and forgave before you did, you big bum.
Well, you ain't getting away with pulling this fast one like this. I'm going to fix you good. Wait a minute. Hold it there. Mama, Mama, put out that bat so I can forgive and forget.
Give it to him, Mama.
Help, help. Look out.
Well, how you feeling now, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, the doctor said that he's going to take the traction splints off me in a couple of weeks. They say I can get out of the hospital then.
Yeah, that Mr. Poindexter's advice wasn't no good, was it?
No, and from now on, me and Sapphire has decided to go back to our old style of fighting. Just forgiving and forgetting is too hard on the bones, boy.